Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk all things agriculture now. Joining us online from Reynolds Communication. Good morning, Bruce Reynolds.
Good day, Neil Gill.
Thanks for your time, mate. Good to have you back on the show this year. Now, let's look at rainfall, the outlook for the first quarter. How are we going?
Well, actually, right out till May, and it's looking as though there's around about a 50-50 chance of medium or average rainfall. So we're right on the borderline. Northern parts of Australia are probably above average, but in our part of the world, you know, we could actually see below average rainfall. We might see slightly above average rainfall. It's really the toss of a coin in the forecast that was released about a week ago, right out through till May when it comes to rainfall. But we have been very fortunate, as you're aware, last year, above average, probably a couple of hundred mils at the Orange Airport, above average rainfall compared to the normal average. So the ground is still reasonably moist, but it is starting to dry out.
Yes, I've done some travelling around the state over the break, and you don't have to go too far before it gets brown. There's still ground cover, but there's not a lot of green feed on in once you get a bit further away from the Central Tablelands.
So, we're still fortunate on the Central Tablelands. It is quite green. But things may change in coming days, particularly if we don't get much rainfall, and the forecast isn't looking very good for rainfall in the next few days, the next week or so.
And indeed temperature as well, because, you know, we've got some warm weather coming, but what is the temperature outlook till May?
So it's actually below average for maximum temperatures, and above average probably for minimum temperatures right through till April, May of this year. So we're not going to get as much heat as in an average year, but overnight, probably with a bit more cloud cover, we might see overnight temperatures a little bit on the average to above average side. So a little bit milder, I suppose you could say, than hotter is the outlook. But it really depends on the rainfall on the other side. If we get rainfall and milder conditions, we'll get a good autumn. If it's dry and it's reasonably warm, then autumn is maybe a bit below average. But time will tell. Hopefully everything lines up and we get reasonable rainfall and just slightly below average maximum temperatures to get an autumn start for the coming year.
Okay, now we do have a bit of a temperature spike coming from Saturday through to early next week. What does that mean for producers? Where are they at?
So this is probably our first sustained forecast heat wave that we're going to have this summer, at least 3 days, maybe more. So again, probably producers should just be thinking about water and shade for their livestock, particularly down the hill a little bit where you're probably going to see 38, maybe near 40 degrees, where the Orange area, around about that 33 or 34 degree mark. And also, I understand orchardists have started watering their apples in preparation for the warmer conditions. So, again, just making sure that the trees are comfortable and continuing to grow, because after last year's apple crop, which was very much drought affected, they're hoping for a good crop this year.
Okay. Let's move on from there. Let's talk about drought. The drought transport subsidy invoices. When do the producers have to get those invoices in by?
Not very long. Now, the actual assistance round three closed off at the end of December, but any producer who was eligible and under round three has to get those invoices in by the end of this month. So by the 31st of January, those invoices have to be in if they want payment for that drought assistance.
Okay. And look, where are we in terms of New South Wales as a state with regard to drought conditions?
I'd have to say very good, but not brilliant. As in, there's still some pockets. We talked about this 2 or 3 months ago. In the north of the state, sort of, I suppose you could say, north of Bourke or northeast of Bourke, out around Broken Hill, and right on the western side of around the Snowy Mountains area, is still in the drier conditions, maybe the eastern Snowy Mountains probably more. But most of the state is looking pretty good. So it's probably the best I've seen in 2 to 3 years, probably nearly going back to 2016/early 2017. So things are looking really good at the moment. Hopefully we can, particularly in that northern part of the state, see a little bit more rainfall to hatch in that area and that we get that autumn break that we do need, because you can quickly go from good conditions back to drier or below average conditions quite quickly. So let's hope we see some nice rainfall as we move into March and April, and those temperatures stay on the medium side, close to average, if not slightly below average.
Okay, Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. Thanks for your time, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks very much, Neil.